Good morning and welcome to the Cisco UC Workspace Applications and Cisco Unified Workspace Licensing Webinar. My name is Sean Mitchell and I'll be your meeting place moderator. Your host for this event is Ron Davis. Today's meeting is a lecture-style meeting, so your phone lines have been muted for the duration of the call. You will be able to speak during the question and answer session of this call, and I will provide instructions to do so at that time. To log on to the web portion of this meeting, please use the URL found in your email invitation. If anyone is having difficulty logging on to the web, press #0 on your telephone keypad, and a meeting place web specialist will be able to assist you in logging on. I would now like to hand the floor over to your host, Ron Davis. Ron, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Ron Davis with the Cisco Analyst Relations Department. I'd like to welcome you to our Cisco Unified Workspace Licensing Teleconference. In today's teleconference, we'll be discussing updates to Cisco's Unified Workspace Licensing, also known as COOL. You may remember in the October timeframe, that we had a COOL call, and that this Unified Workspace Licensing is actually provides a new and easy and affordable program for procurement of Cisco Unified Communications applications and services. This web conference will discuss recent enhancements to the program. After the presentation, as Sean mentioned, we will have a question and answer period, and we'll open the lines up for the Q&A session following the presentation. Please note that we will be sending out a short survey to all participants following the call, and I want to thank you in advance for helping us out by filling out that feedback form. The presenters for today's call are Taylor Collier and Julie O'Brien. They actually hosted the call as well in the October timeframe. Taylor is our Director of Product Marketing for Unified Communications Business Unit. He's responsible for the product management, technical marketing, and business development for applications that help people communicate more richly and effectively. His portfolio responsibilities include unified messaging and voicemail, audio, video, and web conferencing, unified clients and presence, and also mobility. Julie is a 7-year Cisco veteran with 14 years of marketing experience in the video, networking, and voice industries. She leads the Cisco UC applications team that is responsible for marketing the Cisco Unified Workspace, including presence, conferencing, messaging, and mobility. During her tenure at Cisco, Julie led the Microsoft Cisco UC interoperability roadmap, featuring integration between Cisco UC solutions and Microsoft Live Communication Server, Office Communication Server, and Exchange 2007, Cisco's commercial UC marketing team, and also Cisco's ISR product introduction. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Julie, who is going to be the host for the first half of the presentation. Julie, the floor is all yours.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Ron, and thanks everyone for joining us. So I thought since we were going to be talking about our Unified Workspace licensing, it might help to just remind everyone about what the workspace is for Cisco, what we mean when we say the Unified Workspace, and why we think that that's so important to our customers. So the Unified Workspace is really Cisco's vision for what it means to be a truly unified communication solution. The input that we're hearing from customers when we do our executive briefings, when we do our sales calls and hear from customers on the trade show floor, is that they want to have a choice of applications, devices, networks, and operating systems. And so we really believe it's our job, and it's been in Cisco's DNA, to make different devices, applications, operating systems, and networks interoperable to allow customers to basically communications enable these different environments. So if customers prefer to use IBM Lotus Notes or Microsoft Exchange or OCS as part of their communication solution, they can. If they have a roving workforce, mobile sales teams that are using different mobile devices, RIM, Symbian, Wind Mobile, they have a way to empower those users and bring them into the UC portfolio. If they're on a wired or wireless network or satellite, or maybe they've got a workforce that's out in FedEx trucks, they're able to take advantage of the networks and tools that are available to those users to participate in a UC environment. And then, of course, from an operating system perspective, you know, more and more of our customers are choosing Apple as part of their portfolio in addition to Linux-based solutions as well as Microsoft. So it's really important that they have the flexibility to run the solutions that they need on the platforms and environments that are best for their workspace. If you hold on to that thought for just a minute around the workspace, there's one other sort of dimension to it that I'll bring up in just the next few slides. So if you've been covering Cisco over the last 10 years or so, you've seen us enter into the industry with first infrastructure products that supplied our voice solutions, toll bypass, and moving into more intelligent platforms like the integrated services routers. The services that are delivered as part of the portfolio include really the intelligence around our communications manager solution, newer products in the portfolio like our unified presence solution that power many of our client applications are in enabling more intelligence throughout the applications and endpoints. And of course, we're going to spend more time today around the applications themselves and how customers are able to very quickly and cost-effectively roll out these applications. Of course, they run from the messaging products that are part of the portfolio, whether it's Unity Express for the branch office, small office environment, all the way up into the Unity family, whether customers are running an IBM Lotus Notes or a Microsoft Exchange environment. Of course, our conferencing and collaboration applications like MeetingPlace and WebEx, more of the newer application to the portfolio. Our contact center solutions, our video products like Video Advantage, and of course, the mobile products that have become really critical to the portfolio like Mobile Communicator, our client, for RIM, Symbian, and soon to follow Windows Mobile devices. And of course, the Cisco Unified Application Environment, which I'll talk just a little bit about today, kind of as a preview for what's to come in the next month, that allows customers to build custom applications with very little telephony or UC experience behind them. And of course, customers have a range of endpoints to choose from, whether these are actually hard endpoint phones from Cisco, the unified IP phone portfolio, the wireless IP phones, or whether they may be soft clients like Unified Personal Communicator, IP Communicator, or even third-party dual-mode phones. Now, on the next slide, I just want to provide you with a quick update around some of our applications that are in the portfolio. I know we tend to provide a lot of news coming out of Cisco across a range of our technologies, so I wanted to make sure that you had seen some of these recent either additions or enhancements to the existing family. So from a messaging perspective, actually just earlier this month, we started our first customer ship of Speech Connect for Cisco Unity and that product family. This gives customers a really nice speech attendant, allowing them to use the power of voice to call in to a system and connect to an employee or to a partner, whoever might be running the application, using the power of speech rather than having to go through and go through all the prompts. One of the nice things about this product is it actually learns on the fly the correct pronunciation for an individual's name. So up until recently, I reported into Barry O'Sullivan, who's our Senior Vice President of the Voice Technology Group. For those of you who may know Barry, he's got a really nice Irish brogue. So if he tends to pronounce Julie O'Brien a certain way, rather than somebody else might with another type of dialect or brogue, the system would actually capture that information so that when Barry calls in next time and asks for Julie, the system's able to actually connect him. So a really powerful tool that allows customers to very quickly connect and reach people that they need to using the power of speech. From a conferencing and collaboration perspective, Taylor, you can actually correct me on the date, but I believe any day now we're actually going to be shipping our conferencing and collaboration integration between MeetingPlace and between WebEx. So the nice feature with these two products coming together, a nice benefit for customers, is that they basically are able to use the power of the on-premise voice video offering from MeetingPlace with the power of the WebEx meeting centers, sales centers, the full collaboration portfolio as part of that package. So a really nice marriage between the two products, and that's actually shipping either now or in the next couple of days. And Taylor, I don't know if you happen to know offhand. I'll put you on the spot.
it certainly will be out there by the end of the week, I believe.
Okay,
I apologize. I don't know the precise FSA.
Great. That's okay. I know it's impending any moment. From a mobility perspective, I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that we started shipping support for Symbian devices in the fall in addition to the RIM support that we were already shipping for Unified Mobile Communicator. Again, this is our client that runs on a mobile device that allows customers to have the power and the ability to have a single application to access voicemail not only on their cell phone but also from their office that gives them the power of presence to actually connect and be able to IM and see the availability of colleagues using a single application, and basically ties them into their UC portfolio. Of course, Windows Mobile will soon be following, so stay tuned, but expect that to happen in the second half of this year. From a client perspective, for those of you that follow Macworld, you may have noticed in the Macworld news, there was a lot of discussion around Cisco Unified Personal Communicator. We started shipping support for Apple Leopard at the end of December, and so this was actually picked up as part of the Macworld press and discussed quite a bit in some of the blogs and some of the trade publications like Network World, for example. This release actually also featured tighter interoperability with Microsoft. So for customers that are running Outlook as one of their desktop applications, they can do things like click to call, click to IM, using their contact list as part of the Outlook environment. So nice support for both Apple users as well as Microsoft users. And then just kind of a quick preview of what's to come next month. We are going to be releasing the latest version of our unified application environment. For those of you who have been following Cisco acquisitions over the years, this is sort of the next generation of the Metrios acquisition. The new version that we'll be shipping is 2.4 and allows customers to, again, very easily create custom applications. We're seeing a lot of interest in verticals like retail, financial services, some of the safety type of industries for being able to quickly customize applications that can be delivered via the phone. You could easily imagine, for example, in a manufacturing plant where you may want to have the capability to have buttons on the phone that would allow any of the employees to report an incident from a hazard or safety perspective using just the touch of the phone. So a really nice application, and the version that's going to be shipping next month will actually include some third-party packaged applications as part of this environment. So stay tuned for more details there. Taylor, if you move to the next slide, please.
Okay.
So as I mentioned around the workspace, to sort of hold that thought with regards to what the workspace is, I was talking initially about applications, devices, networks, and tools that are part of that environment. But the workspace is actually more than just the tools that I would use at any given point in time. It's actually where you may be physically located or where your customer may be physically located at any point of the day. Retailers, clearly a key workspace for them would be their retail location, their storefront environment. If you're more of a typical enterprise, you may start your day being in your home office as a workspace and then move into the car in a mobile environment. Maybe from there you go to a customer site where your workspace changes, or you go into the corporate office where you have the broadest variety of tools available to you. So customers are going to want to be able to use different UC applications depending upon what their workspace is, a retail location, a manufacturing floor, or the example that I have for you in this next slide is a financial bank branch. So if you move forward, just a quick example of one of our customers that's taking the power of our UC applications and applying it very specifically to their workspace to solve a business problem. We have a banking institution that has been trying to increase their revenue generation in their mortgage division in particular. And what they found is that when customers were coming into the bank offices, they didn't necessarily have the expertise on hand to answer specific questions related to mortgages. And as a result, customers would then tend to move on to another bank to basically get the mortgage that they need, because they just didn't get the kind of customer service that they wanted from this particular bank. So what the bank decided to do was to take advantage of Cisco's UC solution to enable them to have experts available on hand, so that when customers come into the branch and are looking for information about specific mortgages, if their banker on hand does not have that expertise, they can very quickly, using Cisco's Unified Personal Communicator, access presence information of experts that are online and available, and then add that expert into the discussion immediately with the customer. Do things like have a one-click escalation into a video call, share the screen into a meeting place session like we're using today. And as a result of this technology, they've been able to stop lead leakage. They've been able to capture those leads. they've been able to increase revenue, very particularly to a market that they were targeting, which happened to be the Hispanic mortgage market. And they've been able to show a direct revenue impact as a result of this technology. So just one example of how these applications are coming together, in this case, in the workspace, that is a bank branch environment. Now, what we're noticing with customers as they're looking at UC solutions, and for those of you who have been working with the business transformation team at Cisco, you'll recognize this slide. Customers are capturing business value in really three key areas as they roll out Cisco's UC applications. Clearly, TCO is becoming an increasingly important part of the discussion, particularly in today's economic environment. But employee productivity around collaboration and increased efficiency plays a very key role. And, of course, business transformation, the ability to actually communications-enable business processes and ultimately transform the way that customers do business. And I'll just spend one moment on TCO. So on the next slide, what we're seeing from customers is that TCO is continuing to become an increasingly important part of the conversation. And, Taylor, if you move to the next slide on TCO, that would be great. So I've grabbed one of Manjula's slides, for those of you who know her, and I've relabeled it Not Your Father's TCO, because I think as customers are looking at unified communications, you know, the old math, while it's still relevant to many customers that are sitting on legacy TDM environments, the new math and what we're hearing customers really talk about as they evaluate why and how to roll out these UC applications includes not just, you know, how much they're going to be spending on duct tape to keep their TDM PBX in place, but also how they're going to get smarter about using these communications technologies to increase the mobility of their workforce, to make better use of their real estate, whether it's in their corporate headquarters and starting to take advantage of swing space, or whether it's in their branch office environment. Being able to be smarter about how they provide self-services not only to employees but also customers that may be dialing into the organization. Of course, travel avoidance continues to play kind of a key part of the overall TCO discussion, but also increasingly customers are asking us how do these technologies enable them to take advantage of some of the green initiatives that they have into place. And so that's increasingly becoming part of the new math in the equation. And then, of course, contact center, providing better customer service, being smarter about how these technologies can increase customer care, becomes increasingly part of the conversation. So as customers are looking at overall the value of UC, business productivity remains key. Communications enabling business processes is key as far as transformation goes. But TCO is absolutely critical to the equation. And Taylor, next slide. So for customers that absolutely buy off on, not only will they get the TCO, but they'll get the business productivity benefits, for those that are a little bit, you know, further out and thinking about competition and how they're actually going to transform their business, the best, you know, easiest, most cost-effective way for them to access Cisco Unified Communications applications is through our Unified Workspace Licensing Program. And Taylor, I'll turn it over to you to talk a little bit about the program and some of the new updates that we have.
Thanks for that, Julie. It's great to be with you today, and it's great to be with you, especially because I love talking about COLE. To me, one of the things I noticed when I joined Cisco is that we had a lot of great technology, a lot of great products, but the process for acquiring it was very complex, and also. By the time we got done adding all the individual components up, there were certain configurations in which it became quite expensive to do it as well. So one of the things we wanted to do was to really make that a lot easier with workspace licensing. We basically said, hey, if you want to have unified communications inside your company with a single part number, you can now buy that for each one of your users. And so what it includes is it includes all of the client software that you need for UC on the desktop, as well as your mobile client. It also includes all the server software in this same license. So the back-end software is included as well. It gives you all of the access rights. For those of you that are familiar with device license units or DLUs, all of those things are included in the single license. And it just makes it so much easier to acquire. It makes it easier for customers, makes it easier for partners. But better yet, we've put it all together at a really killer price. And the basic proposition is if you're planning to use UC Manager and voicemail or unified messaging, you can basically get the entire UC system for about the same price. And better yet, it includes 3 years of upgrades as well through our UCSS program. And UCSS and Essential Operate Services, or ESW, some of you may know it as, is also a requirement of the program to make sure that customers get the very best possible experience out of this. And for us at Cisco, we really believe that this is going to be the way that in the near future the majority of our unified communications products are acquired by our customers. Here's an example of the pricing for those that haven't seen this before. Our standard, we basically have two flavors of Cool, Cool Standard and Cool Pro. And Cool Standard includes your presence. It includes mobility, which is basically SIMRing, Find Me, Follow Me. It includes the soft client. You can choose IP Communicator, Personal Communicator. It includes your voice messaging. And it includes a license for one Cisco IP phone, in other words, the access rights for that phone. And then, of course, it includes all the software required to support that functionality. And that is a list price of $315 US. In terms of our professional edition, it adds a handful of things. First of all, it adds audio, video, web conferencing. It also adds your mobile phone client, mobile communicator. It also includes unified messaging in addition to voicemail, so you can choose the type of messaging you want to have there. And it includes the ability to attach an unlimited number of Cisco IP phones to your cluster. And so this is kind of the difference between the standard and the pro. The pro obviously offering the full range of unified communications that we provide at Cisco. And so it's the really appealing value proposition of Cool Pro specifically is that just by adding $100 list again per user, you can actually end up getting an extra over $400 of value out of that. So the Cool program has been very widely accepted. A lot of enthusiasm out there. We started to see some great traction for it. It's only actually been live for about 3 months or so. And we're starting to see some trends come in. And based on the feedback from our partners and our customers and our sales force, we've made a few additions or a few modifications to the Cool program to make it even more attractive. One of the things we've done is when we went out initially, there was a minimum order size of 250 users required in your initial Cool order. Of course, thereafter you can buy additional seats in any increments you want to, down to one. So we got feedback from people saying we would like to have this down to 100 instead of 250. And so we've gone ahead and lowered the minimum number of users on the first order to 100 users, and we think that'll actually be really attractive to our customers in the commercial space or the mid-market space, especially at the lower end of that mid-market. It also enables companies to kind of trial Cool if they're interested in running larger pilots. It also one of the other things the changes we've made is we've included support for third-party IP phones. We had feedback from customers that say, you know, I have some cases where I want to use maybe a Nokia dual mode phone or maybe a standard SIP phone. And so we have an add-on SKU that enables a customer to add an IP phone, and the list on that add-on SKU is $100 US. And so basically if you have Cool and you want to use one of these third-party devices, you're able to now connect them into your cluster, your Cool cluster. And additionally, we have now included Cisco Unified Mobile Communicator for Symbian in the Cool package. There's a new release of that out. The new release of UC Manager is out for Cool as well. And so if you are a customer and you have Cool and you're using an older version of UC Manager, you can actually upgrade to the new version of UC Manager through the Cool and UCSS combined in the Cool package here. And then we've also made it easier to order additional unified meeting place ports. Previously, you were given an allocation of meeting place ports, And now we enable you to order additional ports if your company happens to be a heavy user of conferencing or you want to have more conferencing capacity for whatever reason. So when you think about the benefits to our customers, the primary benefit to COOL is it basically UC enables an organization, and it does it kind of it does it simply and it does it in a cost-effective way. And by enabling an organization with UC, of course, you get individual productivity. But in addition to that, it enables the company to do business transformation. Julie gave you the example just a moment ago about how a bank had transformed the way that it's doing business because it has unified communication. There's this case study that we have later here in the deck that shows, you know, an example of another bank. It shows Nissan. It shows several companies that are actually retooling and reworking the way that they get stuff done. And this is not just around communications. In many cases, it's physical facilities that are able to be optimized. It is workforces that can be optimized. I think you're probably familiar with the promise of UC there. In addition to that, if everybody in an organization has UC instead of just some people, well, then the organization has the full ability to do that business transformation. You can imagine a scenario where only a handful of people in a company have the full UC suite. The company is never going to be able to realize the full promise of unified communications. And so we're really trying to make that as easy as possible. I talked a little bit about the simplicity. What used to be maybe a two-page bill of materials or a two-page BOM, as we refer to it internally, or an order sheet, is now reduced down to just a couple of lines. And you can imagine how much easier that takes, or how much easier that makes it. And one of the key feedbacks we've had from our customers, too, is they love the idea of COOL because it really eases license administration for them and kind of the maintenance of their users, as well as entitling them automatically to any upgrades that come for the next 3 years. And best of all, it helps our customers stay current and so that they are always entitled to the latest and greatest UC functionality that we're offering. I want to talk for a moment about a couple of customers that have already adopted COOL. One of our first big customers to adopt COOL was Nissan. Nissan has rolled out, their initial rollout will be to over 7,000 users, and those will expand to 35,000 users over the next year or two. For them, they love the license management. They said that alone is a huge benefit to us. Of course, they love the great price on COOL as well. But what it really did is it enabled them to place a bet on a unified communication strategy that they believed in. They believe in our vision around unified communications. They believe in UC Manager. They've seen how the solution is superior for what their needs are, and it helps them be more effective in their R&D, which is where the initial rollout is occurring. Another example is Mountain America Credit Union, and much like the example that Julie gave you around the bank being able to retool and improve their business process and enable business transformation, Mountain America Credit Union is coming from the low end, where they started off as just a very small bank, and now as they're expanding out to branches, they have the need to continue that close interaction. And because people have been used to dealing face-to-face, one of the things that they really enjoy is the video and the fact that their video communications help them still feel like they're a small bank, even though they're expanding and growing and have additional branches that are opening up in different places. And so it helps them not only with their internal communications, and it helps them not only route, because they're using presence in their solution, it helps them to route the communications to people who are available, but it also helps with employee morale because they still feel that person-to-person connection that you would lose as the bank gets larger. So those are a few updates on COOL, on where we're at with COOL, a couple of examples of companies that have already adopted Cisco Unified Workspace, and I'm going to turn the stage back over to the moderator so that we can allow you to ask a few questions.
Taylor, Julie, this is Ron. Thank you very much, guys, for the presentation. It was very useful. Sean, at this time, would you be able to open the lines up for some Q&A for us, please?
Sure. And at this time, if you do have a question, please press #71 on your telephone keypad, #71, and I will bring you to the floor to have your questions answered. Again, that's #71 on your telephone keypad at this time.
Hi, this is Ken Dolsky. I have a question about the specific software elements that are in, you know, standard and professional workspace licensing packages. The list of package elements seems pretty functional, and so I see things like presence and soft client. Does presence specifically mean unified personal communicator or IP communicator? Are there specific packages that go along with these names?
I'll go ahead and take that. This is Taylor. Yes. And basically the way that you order it is when you order your Cool Standard or your Cool Pro, after you order the user license, well, then the next step in the ordering process is to go ahead and request the specific products that you want to have fulfill that. So in the case of Presence, it would be Cisco Unified Presence Server. In the case of, you know, a call control, Unified UC Manager, you could choose any kind of version of UC Manager that we currently sell or support. For voice messaging, you could choose Cisco Unity or Cisco Unity Connection. You can choose which one you want. For soft clients, you can choose Personal Communicator. You can choose IP Communicator. So basically, we allow you to choose whatever back-end functionality you want to power the functionality in your cool license. And in audio video web conferencing, that would be Meeting Place or Meeting Place Express. In your mobile phone, that would be Cisco Unified Mobility Advantage on the server and Mobile Communicator on the client. And I think those are all of the different types of servers that are available. But we want to allow you to choose. And if at some point during the upgrade process, as you grow or expand or your business needs change, you're entitled to go ahead and switch from, say, Unity Connection to Unity if you choose to.
Does web conferencing then include WebEx?
At the present time, WebEx web conferencing is not included in Cool. It's Meeting Place conferencing that's included in Cool at the moment.
Okay. Thanks. Very helpful.
You're welcome.
Oh, good morning. Taylor, Julie, thank you very much for a great presentation. I wanted to say, by the way, that lowering that first order to 100 seats, I think, is really going to be really helpful thing, especially here in Canada, where we're more of a SMB type of market.
Mm-hmm.
But the specific question I had was, coming back to the total cost of ownership, I'm wondering, once an SMB has moved to an IPPX, a lot of those savings have already been accrued. So I'm wondering at that point how a smaller firm that doesn't have perhaps quite the need yet for some of the collaboration benefits of UC among many, many sites can exploit a TCO in order to fund a unified communications deployment.
Sure. So I'd be happy to take that. So from a TCO perspective, I do think, you know, it will obviously vary case by case, size by size, depending upon the customer, the vertical that they're addressing. I think that the old math will absolutely apply for customers that are still, again, in that TDM environment and are just making the move to IP. Certainly the savings that they're going to get around the maintenance of the PBX and all of the costs that are associated with keeping up two different networks in a legacy system will absolutely apply. Then it becomes, where does that SMB plan to go? Where are they going to grow their business? Maybe they would benefit from more of the self-service implementation around the contact center solutions, or using some of those self-service capabilities with Speech Connect and with Unity messaging for their environment. Maybe they're not as focused on green now, but they are concerned about growth and office space. And could they be more creative with allowing teleworkers to participate as part of the workforce? Are they planning to grow more of a mobile workforce and environment? And really, how can they use the technology to keep the cost down so that they're, again, taking advantage of providing the flexibility of a mobile environment, but still allowing their workforce to stay connected as part of their corporate solution. So I think it just will vary case by case. And I know that our business transformation team has worked with customers of all sizes. So You know, perhaps if you'd like to drill into some of the specifics, a follow-up call with that team would be very useful.
Okay, thanks very much.
Sure.
Hey, good morning, Taylor and Julie. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Two questions for you. The first is, one of your slides had a bullet around rich media conferencing and collaboration, on-premises, voice, video, and SaaS web conferencing. And you talked about, if I heard you correctly, some kind of a connector product between those two to let customers do data sharing of archive presentations. Or I didn't fully understand that. So one, I want to understand that better. And two, could you give us some kind of a metric or at least order of magnitude around the customers who you see acquiring new technology from Cisco who are choosing to go with cool licensing?
Sure, sure. So how about I take the first one and then I'll pass to Taylor for cool. So the slide that I had showed you for the on-premise conferencing integration with the SaaS collaboration is really an integration that we're now shipping with MeetingPlace and WebEx. So it gives customers the ability to actually leverage their on-premise voice conferencing solution and all the savings that they get from running their conferencing solution on-premise rather than having it as a hosted solution, but gives them the capability to actually use the very rich portfolio of web collaboration tools and centers that are part of the WebEx environment. So it's really the kind of the blending of both worlds for customers that want the best of the WebEx environment, which is, you know, clearly the strength in the sales centers, the marketing centers, and so forth that are part of that portfolio, with the very rich powerful capabilities from a voice and video perspective as part of MeetingPlace.
Okay.
Okay. And that's actually available. Taylor and I were kind of debating back and forth. It's imminent any day now, shipping as part of the MeetingPlace solution.
This is the miracle of unified communications. Is Julie and I were able to get to the bottom of that one while we were on the call. And so the question is you know, what are we seeing thus far in terms of the types of customers that are jumping on cool? So far in the early analysis, and again, you know, I liken this to the New Hampshire primaries and the Iowa caucuses, that what we're seeing so far is that the people who are tending to Dubai Cool Standard tend to be greenfield locations. And I think that, you know, it's and new Cisco customers that are new to Cisco. It's an easy, simple way to get in. And really the value prop is if you're planning to do UC Manager and voicemail anyway, you may as well just go with Cool Standard because it's roughly the same price. On the people that we're seeing so far, the majority of people going to Cool Pro tend to be Cisco customers who are already using UC Manager and IP telephony, and they are now taking the next step to go to the full unified communications offering versus just IP telephony. And so thus far in the first 3 months, and you know, we're doing more research to understand that. But thus far, that's where we've seen the majority of the standard customers coming from, and the majority of the professional customers coming from, are those two customer segments. And we expect at the end of our financial year, which would be August, to be able to have another call where we could maybe offer some more information, some more insight around Cool, the take-up rates, and other types of information to try and help you folks understand a little bit more about the impact that Cool is having on our UC business.
Thank you.
And there are no other questions in queue at this time.
I see a question on the online Q&A.
Okay, I do see that one. Do you have specific offers for upgrading current Cisco customers?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. The pricing that I showed is actually assumes that you are not a current Cisco customer. If you are a current customer of Cisco, if you have UC Manager already or Call Manager, any previous version of Call Manager, you are able to buy basically an upgrade SKU, and the upgrade SKUs are significantly discounted from the numbers that you see here. I believe the list price, if I'm correct, to upgrade from UC Manager to Cool Standard is $125. I believe the upgrade price, if you are already using UC Manager to upgrade to Pro, is $175. So, and again, these are list prices. And if you're using UC Manager plus any other application that's included in Cool, it's even less expensive. And I don't want to misquote here, but it's about 60% of what the upgrade price is even. And so for any company that's already using some piece of the Cisco UC system, it will be even that much better of a deal to upgrade to Cool.
Right. Just to underscore that, Taylor, I think, you know, we've tried to make it really attractive for existing customers to migrate to Cool and to take advantage of the full UC application portfolio. And actually, because of that, as customers migrate to Cool, we're seeing the bulk of them actually choose the Pro version so that they can have, you know, the full suite of applications available for their customers and their employees.
And we want to try and reward people, too, for being, you know, loyal Cisco customers.
Okay, and there's another question there. It says, what about a strategy for presence gateways, enrolled federations with public IAM networks, et cetera?
Well, thank you, Mike, for asking that question. We have a strategy in place to enable CUP to federate not only with Microsoft Office Communicator and LCS here within the next 12 months, but we also have a strategy for connecting with IBM same time and having presence federation there. And we're actively in discussion around the public IAM space as well, because we realize that all those federations are important, and we've had various customers asking for them. And so we are on a roadmap to be able to have that functionality here within the next 12 months.
Okay, and I do not see any other questions on the chat, and there are no questions on the audio queue as well.
Sean, can we just pull the audience one more time for any additional questions? And if there are none, then we will go ahead and close out the call for today.
And again, if you do have a question at this time, that is #71 on your telephone keypad, #71, or you can enter a question via the chat feature. Okay, we have one more that just came into the audio.
Great.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. I know I had asked one earlier as well for upgrading the Cisco customers, but I was interested, these two licenses are for both SMB, that is the Express solutions, as well as the larger Communication Manager solutions, right?
Thank you for asking that question. The solutions are for our enterprise-grade products, as well as our mid-market or commercial products. So in that case, it would be Meeting Place Express. It would be Unity Connection. But this does not, at the present time, cover the Express products of Cisco's portfolio.
Okay. And the price difference for them would come, I guess, in terms of the back-end server, hardware, et cetera, how much they would have to pay for the hardware.
Correct. You can certainly use those in conjunction with our products as you do today. It's just not included as part of the actual Cool license.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Great.
Do we have any other calls or questions, Sean?
And no other questions at this time.
Okay, great. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for attending today. Taylor, Julie, I'd like to thank you guys for your presentation. If anyone does have any additional questions, I would ask that you please feel free to contact myself, Ron Davis. My email is ronadavi@cisco.com. Or you could also contact Regina Hoshimi on the AR team. Regina's email is rhoshimi@cisco.com. And again, thank you very much for joining us today. That concludes today's call.